History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25 years old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're chatting with podcaster Graham Burrell. We're going to hear a bit of his story, a bit of his background. Welcome along, mate. Tell us where were you born and raised?
G'day, Matt. Great to chat with you today. Well, I was born back in the late 70s, grew up in southern Sydney. Had a bit of an interesting upbringing, if you want to maybe use that term. I moved around a lot. My dad used to work for one of the big Australian banks. For several years, we moved around a bit. Until I was seven, we lived in a place called Sutherland in southern Sydney. Then we moved to Melbourne for 4 years. And then when I was 11, we actually moved overseas and lived in Singapore, which was a fun thing to do for a few years. And then when I was nearly 14, we moved back to, again, southern Sydney. And been in that area ever since.
And did you have a religious upbringing at all?
My parents grew up going to church, and my sister and I, when we were younger, went along with my parents to the local church. Sunday school, I remember even scripture at my primary school in Melbourne as well. When we moved to Singapore as a family, I remember we stopped going to church. When we moved back to Australia, both my sister and I attended separate religious or Christian schools. And then it wasn't probably till I was in my early 20s that I more regularly then started going back to church.
And was there a conversion experience that you can remember, or was it just a gradual thing?
A bit of both, really. More the gradual thing, I suppose. I do remember the high school I went to when we went away on a year 10 camp, and it was to a Christian campsite. And I remember I had a moment. I remember, I think in the evenings, we all came together for a bit of a sing-along and more, I suppose. I think there were some Christian songs sung, and I remember something there going, oh, hang on. Yeah, I need to follow this up, and thought, oh, look, when I get back to school, I'll go to the Christian lunch group. But I never sort of followed up on it. But as I said, it wasn't till in my early 20s. My sister was with some of her school friends going along to a nearby church, and she invited me to come along. And then I suppose, yeah, that's when I got back into the more regular church attendance. And for me, yeah, as you said, more gradual. And then so that's when my faith became stronger and more trusting in God.
Okay. And tell us a bit about your career. Like what did you do after school?
So I always had an interest in radio. It was a thing, the school I actually went to had an interest in media. And ever since I was sort of an early teenager, just loved the medium of radio, would listen to the radio at night, listen to the top 40 shows in the evenings on the radio, and even did work experience when I was in high school at a couple of commercial radio stations in Sydney. And yeah, when I did leave school, I was working sort of part-time at the local big takeaway outlet that was down the road from where I lived, but radio was my thing, and I joined the local community radio station where I did the training course and got my own shift. I presented the Tuesday breakfast show, which I loved doing. But then I remember in that sort of year post leaving high school, I made a couple of contacts when I'd done the work experience at one of the radio stations, and just every now and then would sort of ring them up and say, look, any jobs. And back in the day, pre-internet, they had a thing called the community switchboard, and they said, look, you can come in for a few hours a week, help answer the phones. It was like a voluntary role. And from doing that for 6 months, it then led into getting the job as the office assistant at the two big radio stations here in Sydney, the Pop and the Rock station. And I ended up staying there for 10 years. So, yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Fantastic, mate. So you would have been around back in the day when they had albums and carts and all that kind of stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, it was sort of like the transition period between, yeah, I remember big reel-to-reel machines, yeah, having to learn to sort of cut and splice, and I just, you know, worked out how to do it properly, and they said, oh, we're getting rid of those.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, sort of, there were still a few carts and CDs, but then sort of it made that transition, as you said, into more the digital sphere, which, you know, we're into these days.
Very cool, mate. Well, I've got a similar story. I grew up in Coffs Harbour and did a radio show when I was 15 at the youth radio station, and then pretty much from there stumbled my way through working at different radio stations. And it sounds like we've got a bit of a similar story there. But tell us about the Christian aspect of radio. How did you get into Christian podcasting and ministry and things like that?
Yeah, so as I said, I worked at those two, the commercial radio stations for 10 years. And I suppose from that, as my sort of faith continued to grow and I suppose my awareness of Christian radio came as well. I remember having a couple of conversations with a Christian radio station in Sydney in terms of jobs or a job, but nothing ever really happened. It wasn't really then till after I was married and my wife and I, we moved to Canberra for a couple of years, more so with her job, and I started volunteering at the Christian radio station in Canberra. And we had some friends that we knew there, and I suppose then that sort of built up my connection. It was from there that, I had that connection with Christian radio and went from there.
So you're at Christian radio in Canberra. Where did you go to after that?
So, yes, I volunteered at the Christian radio station there whilst still doing some commercial radio work. And we lived in Canberra for a couple of years. And then a position came up with the Christian radio station in Wollongong. It was hosting the breakfast show and looking after their content and like the program manager. And, had 5 years with them.
You're at Wollongong for 5 years. And then did you end up back in Sydney after that?
Left Wollongong. So we're living in the area, which we still are around the Wollongong area. And after my 5 years at the Christian radio station in Wollongong, just decided to have a break, freelanced for a while, got back to the commercial radio and a few other bits and pieces, and then a position, and I actually was through freelancing at the Christian radio station in Sydney, which I did for a while, and it was through there that I got a full-time position with them and ended up working with them for about 6 to 7 years. And at that time is when I got into sports podcasting through a colleague at the radio station. I have a huge interest, a love of sport, and being able to combine sport and faith was a great thing to do with the podcast.
Been walking to a city I cannot see. Through the depths of the valley where the sun can't reach. I've been high, I've been low. I've been looking for the river that could fill my soul. Been walking to a city I cannot see.
We're chatting with podcaster Graham Burrell. I've been having a look through this Faith, Life, Sport podcast that you do, and you've interviewed some amazing people. I'm just looking through some of the names there. You've got Brad Thorne, you've got Sean Hart, Marnus Labuschagne, some incredible people you've chatted to. Are there some standouts of people that you've spoken to that have really inspired you?
Yeah, well, Brad Thorne was amazing. I remember the chat that I had with him. I hadn't even hit the record button, and we must have chatted for about 15, 20 minutes beforehand. He was just a great guy, really friendly, yeah, amazing. And then as part of the interview, we must have spoken for over an hour, just a really great guy, great story to share of obviously his time playing footy, but then off the field with his faith and all that sort of stuff. Marnus Labuschagne, both for our family, we have a love of cricket, and for my son, who's involved with cricket himself and is a big fan of Marnus's, we followed his career, and really enjoyed the time chatting with him. And so just as I said, just love that combining of faith and sport, and just that probably two of the standouts being Marnus and Brad Thorne.
And I think I remember, because I interviewed Marnus many years ago, and I remember he used to write Bible verses on his shoes. Did you find out about that?
Can't remember what he said, but yeah, he said he did do that, and I think he has a Bible verse on the back of his cricket bat too.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I did bring that up. I can't remember exactly what he said, but yeah, he had a verse at the time, or I can't remember if he still does. But I did remember bringing that up with him as well. So, yeah.
Very cool. Another interview you did that I'd love to find out about. You interviewed a guy named Roy Harley from Christian Surfers. And I see you've got a link to the Surfers Bible. I'd love to know a bit about that one, because I grew up in a surfing community in Coffs Harbour, and all my mates, you know, were in Christian Surfers, and it's a big thing. It's a great ministry, isn't it?
Yeah, because of where we live near Wollongong, we're quite close to the beach. At our church that we attend, there's a few members who have had a connection in the past with Christian Surfers. I've also interviewed Brett Davis, who was the founder of Christian Surfers. It was actually through Brett that I think he put me in touch with Roy, who's based in South Africa and the current head of Christian Surfers. So, yeah, just great to hear from both them, especially Brett, about the early days of Christian Surfers, meeting at a house at Cronulla in southern Sydney to what the ministry is now, quite, a global surfing Christian ministry.
Well, it's a great podcast because, you know, we need Christians who are good role models in the sporting world. Let's face it, there's a lot of the sporting world that gets some pretty bad press because, you know, they get paid a lot of money, they get up to a lot of trouble, drink a bit too much, party a bit too much. We need good role models in sport, don't we, mate?
Oh, exactly right. And, you know, for kids, like, as I said, like my son, he's 14 and a half, nearly 15. And, you know, for him to look up to a role model, say like a Marnus, like my son loves his cricket, to see that there's somebody that he can, you know, look to and who's a Christian out there playing at the highest level, you know, playing for Australia, it's great. And, you know, for other sports, you know, there's surfing, there's football, even in AFL, there's Christians as well. So, yeah, they're out there, and they're good for the kids to look up to and aspire to as well.
Talking about AFL, I noticed that somewhere along the line you chatted to Sean Hart, former Brisbane Lions player, Norm Smith medalist. Do you remember, was that one a standout for you as well?
Yeah, it was great. I'm into my AFL. I do follow the Bombers. We haven't had the best of years. But, Sean, he's... He's passionate.
Do you do other things on the podcast other than interviews?
No, so it's just purely we ask the guests, similar to what you're asking me about right now, about their upbringing, how they came to faith, and obviously how they got into sport. And I do ask them, which is a regular question I ask a lot of my guests, is about, you know, how they can be, you know, say it's Marnus Labuschagne, the Christian cricketer, and not Marnus Labuschagne, hypothetically, the cricketer, you know, not putting the sport first, but putting their identity as a Christian first.
Yeah.
And, you know, how they can show their faith in the sport that they do. And that's a regular question that I ask a lot of my guests. And we have some fun in there as well, like, you know, some fun questions. I call it the halftime break, you know, asking them, you know, say some fun questions, you know, favorite movie, if I was coming around to dinner, what would they cook? And I've had some quite interesting, you know, answers with that. Their favorite Bible verse, you know, who would they sit next to on a plane if they're on a long haul flight? So some fun things like that. But the podcast is called FLS, so Faith, Life, Sport. It's asking past and present Christians about their faith, life, and sport. So that's what we sort of cover on the podcast.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark, I know there's gonna be some bright.
With podcaster Graham Burrell. Fantastic. Well, if people want to search it up, the website is faithlifesport.com, or you can search it up on Facebook or Instagram. I just love the fact that you've interviewed people. I notice you've got people there from the netball world. You've interviewed people from there's a ministry called Athletes in Action in New Zealand for Christian athletes. I notice you've got a whole range of different people you've interviewed. So people want to search it up. It's worth looking at. And Graham, the last question I want to ask you is, I noticed on your Facebook you're called Graham Prawn Burrell. Where's the middle name Prawn come from, mate?
Back in the very, very early days of when I started in commercial radio in Sydney, working at the rock station, and I don't know, being a rock station, everyone had a funny nickname, and it was the middle of summer, and the program radio station, who I'm really good mates with, and we keep in touch to this day, he was renowned for giving everyone a weird nickname, and my hair's now going grey, but back when I was a whole lot younger, it was orange / red. And running around doing jobs at the radio station, my face got quite bright red. So the boss said, oh, we should call him Prawn. He looks like a prawn. He's red in the face. And it literally stuck. Everyone then started calling me Prawn. And I think I talked to somebody a few months later and I said, look, I don't know if I like this nickname. And they explained, look, they said, look, it means you've been accepted. They've given you a nickname. You're part of the crew. And to the extent people actually only knew me as Prawn, I was even on the, back in the day, the printed out staff list with everyone's phone numbers. I was on there as Prawn first, then Flash Graham. I get introduced to new staff members as, this is Prawn. He does this, this, this. And then 7 months later, they get this email from Graham Burrell and they go, who's Graham? And they go, oh, that's Prawn.
That's
so
funny.
I've literally had it for nearly 30 years. Along the way and to the various radio stations I've worked at, Christian and commercial radio stations, it's followed me around because there's been people at those stations who I've worked with in the past, and to this day, I still get called Prawn.
That's funny.
So it's either a combination. I even, weirdly, I don't know why I do it, when I sign emails at certain radio stations in terms of replying back to people, I'll go, depending on who it is, I'll go either thanks Graham or thanks Prawn. When I set up Facebook years and years ago, my profile, I thought, well, if I put Graham Burrell, people may not know who that is, but if they get a friend request from Graham Prawn Burrell, they'll know who I am. So.
Good on you, mate. Well, it's funny how they do that in commercial radio. When I was working in commercial radio in Coffs Harbour, I was doing the street machines and they called me Mad Dog Matt. They just got to come up with names. But thankfully, the Mad Dog left and I'm just Matt now. But, mate, it's been so good to catch up. Graham Prawn Burrell, I reckon you're a history maker. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks for your time today, Matt.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.